broadcast tonight is from the House of Representatives. The debate on the report on the Royal Commission on Espionage will be resumed when the Prime Minister, Mr. Menzies, will continue. Now, the House of Representatives is quite full. The press gallery, speakers gallery, and the visitors gallery all being packed. The Prime Minister is at his place at the table. The Leader of the Opposition, Dr. Evatt, has just taken his seat.
Before he had ever appeared professionally before the Royal Commission, he had clearly made up his mind to attack it, to lower its reputation in the public mind, and if possible, to destroy its findings in advance. These tactics, sir, are not unknown in the world, though they're not normal in democratic countries. The Right Honourable Gentleman would have us believe that months of investigation on oath, scores of thousands of questions and answers, and the meticulous examination of documents should all be brushed aside because the nation found guilty of espionage says we are not guilty.
Unless the House comes to order, well, we cannot continue this way. Members of all parties must restrain themselves.
That the Right Honourable Gentleman, suffering from persecution delusion, is introducing us into a world of sheer fantasy. The Right Honourable Gentleman's theory is that the whole of this matter from beginning to end was cooked up to defeat him at an election. Charge followed charge with bewildering variations. Suggestions were made of blackmail, forgery, uttering, fabrication, fraud, and conspiracy. All the charges turned out to be fantastic and wholly unsupported by any credible evidence.
The Right Honourable, the Leader of the Opposition, has from first to last in this matter, for his own purposes, in his own interests, and with the enthusiastic support of every communist in Australia, sought to discredit the judiciary, to subvert the authority of the security organization, to cry down decent and patriotic Australians, and to build up the communist fifth column. I am therefore, sir, compelled to say that in the name of all these good and honourable men, and in the name of public decency, in the name of the safety of Australia, the man on trial in this debate is the Right Honourable Gentleman himself.